Late last week, within a 24-hour span, at least 10 heroin and other opioid overdose cases were handled in the city of Buffalo. Ann Constantino, president and CEO of Horizon Health Services in Buffalo, says everyone within the system, from law enforcers to treatment providers, are feeling the strain of increased caseloads. Yet the public, she suggests, does not seem overly concerned.
We've lost a person, you know, to a car accident, or we lose a couple of people to the flu, and there's a huge public outcry, and there's all kinds of prevention measures, and people step... And I thank the media for continuing to focus on it, but I don't know why people are not up in arms and storming, their representatives and saying, we need resources. This is huge.
Pay a visit to social media and you'll quickly see a trend. Plenty of cynical comments about the addicts and sometimes sanctimonious comments from people who insist they're too smart to get caught up in addiction. Constantino says nobody is immune.
Some of the smartest people in our history have been addicted to drugs. So smart, unfortunately, is not an inoculation against addiction.
Erie County health officials last week predicted that the number of fatal heroin and opioid overdoses this year will double the count from 2014. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.